听力课堂，听 class.com。
第二阶段，广播剧听力。接下来我们要借由广播剧的演出练习听力。请先听完第一段广播剧，再翻开躺着学英文，回答第一组问题。准备好了吗？
The sound was a dull, monotonous roar in my ears, and I listened, wondering if it were real or part of a dream. Suddenly, I was awake, and I knew that I was riding on a train. But where? I didn't remember getting on a train. I opened my eyes and saw that I was in the lounge car. There was only darkness through the window. A man sat across from me reading. There was a bridge game down the aisle, a porter serving drinks. Everything nice and normal, except that I had no idea how I got on the train or why I was there. I tried to think of a reason for being there, but I couldn't. These spells of forgetfulness have been coming on more often lately. I leaned back and closed my eyes, listened to the rhythm of the train. A melody began to fit itself to the rhythm. I couldn't remember ever having heard such a song, but somehow I seemed to know the words. Down in the valley, valley so low, late in the evening, hear that train blow, hear that train blow.
I beg your pardon, sir, but your singing is disturbing the other passengers.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You understand, sir, it's the other passengers. I kind of like your singing myself.
Your singing didn't disturb me either, young man. In fact, it was rather a pretty melody. What was the name of it?
Why, you know, it's silly, but I don't know. I can't even remember the tune now.
That's the way it is with songs. I've had the same thing happen to me.
So what train is this?
Why, it's the New York Express to Philadelphia. Ought to be there any minute, too. You must have been on some party if it lasted all day.
Or what time is it?
7 o'clock. P.M., that is. Yes, sir. It must have been pretty drunk out where you were.